get going. I'm Craig Shun. I write the Masters of Silver Age column for the Comics Buyer's Guide. This is the Silver Age Trivia Challenge. We're going to have two teams here. Five trivia geeks from Chicago here. And against our pro team. Things are heavily weighted in favor of the pros, but we've added an extra member this year. So why don't we have the fans introduce themselves?
I'm Jacalvo.
I'm Jason Flegel.
I'm Doug Thomas.
I'm Todd Allen.
Michael Cherry from Washington Towns.
And over here on our scorekeeping is Joanna Graham Carlson. And on the pro team.
Hi, I'm Mark Wade. Proud to be here.
Thank you. We know you from.
Mark is not allowed to use the iPad you brought with him. Just as support. All right. The rules for this are, well, actually rather complicated, but first we start off with a toss-up question in which, in a particular category, each category has four questions in it. The first one is a toss-up in which someone has to use the sophisticated buzzer system to buzz in. If they do, and they get it right, their team wins the right to answer the next question as a group. They can confer with each other. If they get it right, they go on to the next one. If they don't get it right, the other team gets a chance to answer it, and then if they get it right, or he gets it right, they get to go on to that one, the next question there. The succeeding questions and the team questions are worth 10, 20, and 30 points, so it's easier to see than it is to explain. So why don't we get started?
Do you need to move yourself, scorekeeper?
What's that?
Scorekeeper?
What?
For you.
All right, so let's go to the first category here, and the first category.
Right.
As always, when you guys saw it, why don't you hold it up in the air just so I can see from down there around the corner who it is. So, the first category is famous firsts, and the toss-up is, who was the first person to meet a member of the Superman Emergency Squad? Mike.
Supergirl?
No, not Supergirl. Mark.
Jimmy Olsen.
Jimmy Olsen. They came out of the Model City to keep Jimmy from getting a gun that Superman had pressed his finger.
That's right.
All right, to the pro team, and you may confer on this one. All right. For 10 points.
No using the iPad. Yeah. Right?
Who was the first member of the Justice League to resign and leave the group?
Green Arrow.
No, not Green Arrow.
Oh!
Fans.
Really?
Arrow?
To resign?
To resign?
Yes.
And leave?
Yes.
No, but what I meant was to leave.
Oh, you mean like copying the next issue?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
all right.
Come on.
Sorry.
Okay, I think that's what we're going to need.
All right, what do you guys say?
I think
there are five of you.
I think it was one
committee meeting.
So go
we're drafting a motion.
The final score for the game will be 20 to nothing.
Wonder Woman.
Who?
Wonder Woman. Yes, Wonder Woman.
I filed a vote.
Alright, for 20 points, which villain did Spider-Man face in his first full-length adventure?
Okay, we get the control on this, right?
What's that?
Yeah.
What villain did Spider-Man face in his first full-length adventure?
The Vulture.
No, not the Vulture. Mark.
Electro.
No, not Electro. Mark. Yes.
Chameleon.
Full-length adventure.
Dr. Octopus.
Not Sandman.
Nope.
Doctor Octopus. I didn't think there would be that many Spider-Man villains possible to me. All right, your 30 points. Who was the first member of the X-Men after the Charter members?
Okay.
No, nobody got that.
We got it back.
We got it wrong.
I was going to say the mimic.
All right, I'm holding out on me here. I'm starting to get worried. And the toss-up is, what is the full name of Tony Stark's secretary? Mike.
Well, unfortunately, I just forgot
it's Pepper Potts.
Not quite good enough. No, Mark?
I don't remember Pepper's real name.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Was it Virginia?
Alright, let's try another quick toss up here so we don't have to throw this out.
Off top of his head.
Who was the first villain Iron Man faced in his red and yellow costume? Oh. Mark.
The Melter?
No! No! Do you have a final answer?
What?
Was
it
the Melter? No, it was not. Yes.
Mr. Doll?
Yes, Mr. Doll! Which villain did Iron Man face most often in Tales of Suspense?
I would guess Crimson Dynamite. Clashes or issues?
Issues.
Issues.
Yeah, trying to figure out how many of them stopped and started battles.
I would guess Crimson Dynamite.
How many of you are spelled out right now? How many of you are just on the edge of your seats? That is sad. I think Luke Ringo is signing over.
How about Crimson Dynamo? No, not Crimson Dynamo. Mark,
oops. Titanium Man?
No, not Titanium Man.
It's
Mandarin, I guess. Yeah, her. The Mandarin! Oh,
Alright.
20 points, back to the fans here. For whom was Whiplash working when he first faced Iron Man? Tales of Suspense, 97. Whiplash.
The Maggio?
Yes, the Maggio! Alright, for 30 points. Why did Tony Stark spray paint his armor gold? Tales of Suspense 40.
Get it wrong.
Why did he spray paint his armor gold?
You either know or you don't.
I think it was to mess with the Melter.
No, not the Melter.
I'm afraid not. The answer is so people wouldn't be afraid of
him. That is correct. So people wouldn't be afraid if he was going to be a shining knight.
All right. They'd be afraid of a shining knight.
All right. Toss up time.
All right. Toss up time. And the category is JLA dress up. JLA members who like to dress up in other people's clothes. Which hero did all of the members, including Wonder Woman, try to impersonate to learn why he resigned in Operation J.O. the Justice League, J.O.A. 16?
Greeno.
Yes, Greeno. Wonder Woman looked very nice in that video. All right, for 20 points, which member did Dr. Destiny impersonate in When Gravity Went Wild in J.O.A. number 5?
Green Lantern?
Yes, Green Lantern! And for 30, which member disguised himself? myself as Wonder Woman to defeat wrath in 1 hour to doomsday, JLA number 11.
Yes?
Sure.
Martian Manhunter?
No, not Martian Manhunter.
Oh, I'm going to choke.
It was Green Lantern using his ring, so don't try to picture this.
Was it Green Lantern using his ring? Like,
on somebody, possibly himself.
You're just looking at him.
Green Lantern turned himself into somebody, too.
I'm going to go with, Flash.
No, it was, anybody know?
Snapper Carr.
Snapper Carr? No, it was, before we run through the wall home again, it was Batman.
So did we get the scores from the last time?
Yeah, can we take a picture of the score?
Yeah. Enjoy it while you can.
Receiving mark on the losing side, this is your one and only chance in your lifetime.
All right, the next toss-up question, the category is the Black Widow. And the toss-up question is, who did the Black Widow first battle in her new black jumpsuit? Mark.
Spider-Man.
Yes, Spider-Man. Amazing Spider-Man 86. And the 10-point question, team question. What was the costume identity of Natasha's husband?
The Red Guardian.
Yes, the Red Guardian. And for 20 points, who was Black Widow supposed to kill when she first came to America?
Was it Iron Man?
No, it was
no,
not Iron Man.
It was Iron Man.
No.
I'm giving it to the other team.
Yes.
Yeah, a fellow who built the original Crimson Dynamo.
What? Oh, yes, the first Crimson Dynamo, correct. Anton Vanko. 20 points worth, fans, and a 30-point question. What two villains helped the brainwashed Black Widow try to kill the Avengers? In Avengers 29.
What are you saying? Okay. James Executioner?
No, not the James Executioner. All right.
I don't even have a guess. I don't know.
All right. Anybody out there know? Power Man and the Swordsman.
Of course.
Alright.
I just want to point out, one question can turn it around. That's it.
That's right. And this will probably be it because the category is Batman's Winnings.
Awesome.
Yes. We have so many to choose from. And the toss-up question is, who did Robin dream?
Batwoman.
Yes, Batwoman. Captain Kennedy. Who did Robin dream? Batman Mary. You know what she?
122.
Of course, 122.
What are they teaching you in college these days?
Yeah. All right. 10-point question. Team question. What was the real name of Robin 2 after Batman got married in Alfred Batman's story?
It was Bruce Wayne Jr.
Bruce Wayne Jr., correct. For 20 points, who hoaxed Lois Lane into thinking she was going to marry Batman by sending her a Batwoman costume in Lois Lane number 14?
Supergirl.
Yes, Supergirl! Supergirl was just looking out for her cousin, trying to make Superman jealous, so she sent Lois Lane to Batman.
Of course.
Alright, and then for 30 points, what policewoman wanted to marry Bruce Wayne?
Patricia Powell.
Patricia Powell, correct! No, not Professor X. Mark.
The Angel?
No, not the Angel. Anybody out here know? strangest feeling that he was turning into a heart.
Abracadabra.
Yes, abracadabra. All right, the 10-point question. What TV show is Batman watching on the cover of Batman 183?
The Adventures of Batman.
The Adventures of Batman, of course. We're all watching The Adventures of Batman. For 20 points, who was coming in the window as Don Blake tried to reveal his true identity to Jane Foster on the cover of Journey to the Mystery 113?
Oh, I just heard it.
The Great Hargrove.
Yes, the Great Hargrove. Hold that one out.
I know.
All right, for 30 points, which of the original members of the Justice League was the first not to appear on the cover?
That's a really good one. That's an excellent question. What's the next question? All right, wait. Just bear with me.
He's visualizing the cover.
There are only 5 choices, so if we ask everybody, we'll probably get it.
All right. Wait, did you say Charter or you didn't say Charter?
Charter.
Okay.
So not Superman or Batman.
Right.
But not Green Arrow.
Right. Okay.
Joined in number 4, but then apparently resigned in number 5.
Right. I may regret this, but I'm going to go with Aquaman.
With who? I think I already said.
Aquaman?
No, not Aquaman.
Flash because on
JLA
1, he's like,
yeah.
I think the answer is Wonder Woman.
The Flash.
No, Martian Manhunter.
Number 7. Which one is that? Number 7 is the Cosmic Funhouse.
Yes.
He was in the mirrors. That's right. He was in the mirrors. Four mirrors and Aquaman.
All right. The next category. What have we got here for the score? Mark's ahead by 40 points. That is dramatically low for this league.
It really is this league. No, look at the second column.
It's up at the top.
Yeah.
All right, the next category. This is a chance for the fans to catch up. Legion lore.
Yes.
Legion of Superheroes, and the toss-up is, which Legionnaire defeated the Sun Eater?
Feral.
Yes, Feral Land.
Yes.
It's a somewhat pure victory, but nonetheless.
I was looking for a trick, but I didn't hear anything.
It took me a second to it. It can't be that
easy.
Well,
somebody's got to get it, so.
All right, for 10 points, who's the first Legionnaire other than Superboy to meet Lana Lang?
The first Legionnaire, somebody
who can help Lana. That's a trick question. The answer
should be not at a 10-point level.
Oh, come on!
I'm sure.
They have like
Saturn Girl?
Who?
Saturn Girl?
No, not Saturn Girl, Mark.
Starboy.
Yes, Starboy.
Yeah.
An adventure.
Would you have accepted Pete Ross?
Or Julius.
All right,
for 20 points, back to Mark. Who forced Element Lad to turn a rocket ship into candy? And the Minister of the Sinister Super Babies.
Oh, man, and they know this, too.
I think it was the good ship Lollipop.
I know. It wasn't Glorith, was it?
Yes, it was Glorith. And the element there, I think, was Sucrose.
Yeah, Sucrose, yes.
I don't know what that was. All right. For 30 points, my card, which three Legionnaires did Prince E. Billow's helper, Dr. Zan, restore to health?
You suck. All right.
You're from God's Legion.
All right. I'm not going to spill my one at a time, because if I name two of the three and I blow it, they get control.
This is Mark playing defense.
Okay. All right, yeah, exactly. So it's Lightning Lad, Bouncing Boy, and Battery Lad.
Yes, correct. We had to run through all the ones that were deformed in some way.
Here we go.
All right, the next category is story titles.
Yes.
I'll give you the name of the title and something about the story. And the toss-up is...
Wait, and then what's the answer then? Is the answer a character or a book or what?
The answer is character.
Okay.
And the toss-up is, who battled the creature of a thousand shapes? Mark.
Hawkman.
Yes, Hawkman. And his name was...
Biff.
Correct.
Sounded like we're listening.
All right. 10 points to Mark. Who fought the animal, mineral, vegetable men?
The Doom Patrol.
The Doom Patrol. And for 20 points, who was the recipient of the mightiest punch of all time?
Professor Zoom.
Yes, Professor Zoom. And for 30 points, who witnessed death without warning?
Sergeant Fury?
No, not Sergeant Fury. Die.
It's your chance, guys.
Death without warning.
Sergeant Rock?
No, not Sergeant Rock. Anybody out there know death without warning? Yep, I tell you, the death was Silvermane.
Spider-Man,
yes. All right. Next category, showcase and showcase. And the toss-up question is, what rock group got a tryout in showcase? Mark.
The Maniacs.
The Maniacs. With Woody Allen.
With Woody Allen.
All right. For 10 points, what licensed character appeared in showcase?
Two actually, if you count G.I. Joe, but you're thinking of James Bond.
Yes, yes, James Bond. Yeah, but I don't think G.I. Joe was licensed. He didn't say it. He didn't say it.
All right.
That was before.
What?
I think that might have been before the license.
Yeah, well, Dr. No was from Classic Illustrated. Yeah. But the other ones didn't say anything, Riz. The Amisha for Dr. No said, yeah, I think it was about the same time as that. But at any rate, for 20 points, what two tryouts used popular license names of the time to gain attention?
Oh.
Mark.
Popular license names of the time.
Yes.
Popular license names of the time. I'm not sure where you're going with this. Do you have any idea where you're going with this? Let's see.
You will when you hear it. Come on, Mark, there's one of you.
I know. I think I know one, but I can't give just one.
Sure you can. Because if we know the other one, then we're wrong.
I don't wanna drag it out.
Alright. Fans, 20 points. What two tryouts use popular names, popular license names of the time to gain attention?
Spy is one.
Alright, Spy is one.
I Spy, yes.
And the other one, G.I.
Joe.
And G.I. Joe, yeah. I Spy and G.I. Joe.
I'm trying to think of
it. All right, for 30 points to the fans, who appeared in Showcase after he was already starring in a comic book? Who appeared in Showcase after he was already starring in a comic book?
No, he didn't get his book yet.
Adam?
Yeah, no pressure, I know this one. Just saying. No pressure, I know this one.
Yeah, I'm failing here.
What do you say, guys? I
would have said the end.
Go ahead.
Lois Lane?
No, not Lois Lane. Mark.
Sergeant Rock.
Sergeant Rock. I don't know what they were thinking of that.
Oh! Yeah.
What a score.
No, 322
I feel bad.
No, you don't.
You're feeling bad. Let's put it that way. The next category is the Avengers. The Avengers. And the toss-up question is, who created the Vision? Mike.
Ultron.
Yes, Ultron. Ultron 5.
What?
Did any?
All right, for 20 points. I'm sorry, for the first team category for 10 points. Who did Hawkeye become Goliath to save in Avengers 63?
Black Widow.
Yes, the Black Widow. And for 20 points, who was the last hero to join the Avengers during the 1960s?
Ooh.
That takes a lot of time. Who was the last hero to join the Avengers during the 1960s?
Okay, we'll go with that.
How about Black Panther?
Who?
Black Panther?
No, not Black Panther. Mark.
That would have been my guess. So now I'm screwed.
It's a trick.
Was it Mrs. Peele?
Well, no, because no. From the first. Oh,
and you're not counting Yellow Jacket. You would count Yellow Jacket. Okay. All right. The Vision?
No, not the Vision. Not after the Vision. It's Black Panther, then the Vision. Does anybody know? Then the Black Knight. Avengers first 80 issues. Which villain appeared in the most issues?
Was it
Ultron? No. Oh, crap. I was surprised at this.
If he counts after
what do you say, guys?
I say Enchantress. Do you want to go with that?
How about the Enchantress?
Yes, the Enchantress! You don't need to have actually been there. These are just things that have come up in the last few weeks. And the toss-up is, when Silver Age fans talk about the Big Five, what are they referring to? Mark.
War books by DC.
The War Comics. DC War Comics. And for, do you know what they are?
Yes. How many voices do I get? Sergeant War Stories, Armored at War, Our Fighting Forces. Those are three, and then the other two.
G.I. Combat. And Star Spangled?
Star Spangled War Story.
Yeah. All right. For 10 points, back to Mark. What name did Clark Kent use when he became a disc jockey?
Clark the K.
Clark the K. The fact that we know that.
Yeah.
182.
Okay.
Is that?
That's it.
All right. For 20 points, what DC character was named for Paul Giamatchini?
Oh, Paul Gamby, the tailor to the Rogues Gallery.
Paul Gamby, the tailor to the Rogues Clash Gallery. All right. And for 30 points, what change to its pages did DC make? But it made artists go from drawing twice-up originals to originals that were one and a half of them.
They dropped the top line with the bullets in the nameplate.
They dropped the top line with the bullets in the nameplate at the top, November of 65.
Yeah.
Yep. Very good.
Thank you. please hold your applause. I just swept the category. You know, each every year you should treat the category as a little applause.
All right, next category. One time arch foes. As far as I know, these guys only made one appearance. It's not really important, but that's what the basis of this is. All right, a toss up. Who battled a guy named Joe?
All right. Spider-Man.
Yes, Spider-Man. A guy named Joe Smith.
That's right.
Steve Ditko's last issue. All right, for 10 points, who battled the living eraser?
The Batman. Superman? No. No, Superboy. Superboy.
No, none. No.
Neither of those.
No.
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 What do you got?
All right. Fans, how about you? Fan all.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. Oh. I didn't think of that when I put this down.
Are we sure it's Kryptonian?
No. No. He led me down the Kryptonian path. Yeah. I think it might be.
What are you saying?
So. How about Supergirl?
No, not Supergirl.
Marvel's
Nightwing?
Nightwing.
Superman.
Oh,
Superman.
He was not fighting as Superman, so that's a trick.
30 points.
All right, 30 points. 30 points. Ready for this head? Who fought the Brain Lobes of Rambat? I don't know if you'll know this. I just wanted to say
not Brain Lobes of Rambat.
The Legion of Super Pets.
Why, thank you.
The Legion of Super Pets. Didn't even think about it. Alright, next category. The toss-up question. The category is this Lois Lane story real? Or is it a hoax, a dream, or an imaginary story?
I love this one!
We can identify what we want.
Yes. Not just real. I will give you a situation in a Lois Lane story. You tell me whether it is real, or whether it is a hoax, a dream, or imaginary story. Four options. And the toss-up question is, Lois Lane runs for Senate. Mark.
Mike.
Real.
Real, it was real. Lois Lane did run for senator to defeat Superman's own senatorial campaign. Lois Lane 62. That was a real story.
It was a real nail biter.
All right, for 10 points to the fan team. Lois Lane gains superpowers as Krypton Girl and has to keep Clark Kent from learning her secret identity. And Lois Lane number 47.
Okay.
Imaginary.
Yes, an imaginary story. Supercomputer in the fortress. For 20 points, Lois Lane agrees to marry Titan Man, the hooded superhero from another planet.
He's forgotten. He's forgotten our planet.
He didn't have a say.
That's true.
And Superman declines to prevent it when she changes her mind in Lois Lane 79.
Hoax?
No, not a hoax.
That was a dream.
Yes, that was a dream.
I didn't tell you.
Oh, so close to marrying. Do you know why she didn't want to marry Titan Man?
Because he snored?
No, I don't remember.
Because his name had 8 letters, mm-hmm. Her name had 8 letters, and she was going to be his 8th wife.
That's right.
He would have wanted to marry somebody, too, once I found
a
out.
A lot to
say. It would have been natural if it had been real. Or an imaginary story. Alright, 30 points. Lois Lane needs superpowers via a gain superpowers via a super blood transfusion of Superman and becomes Power Girl.
I'm going to go with my gut says I'm going to go with Dream again.
It was a dream.
Oh, that's wacky Lois. Hater. What do we got? 480 to 230. That's right, there'll be a lightning round at the end.
500 is nothing. Cheer for a thing.
Of course, we may have to make those worth 100 points or so, but nevertheless.
All right, what do we got?
All right, the next category is Titans of Teen.
All right.
Titans of Teen, and the toss-up is, what event did Speedy help the Titans harm?
The Olympics.
The Olympics, yes. What event did Speedy help the Titans prevent the gang of the Oglo from disrupting in his first adventure in Teen Titans? All right, for 10 points, Mark, again. From whom did the Titans have to protect Holly Hip in Teen Titans number 7?
The Man Mod.
The Man Mod.
500. Yeah. All right, we're both 500 banners. All right, here we go.
All right. And for 20 points, the Titans teamed up with what Russian superhero?
Starfire.
Starfire, yes.
And TJ 18, right?
18. I was just about to say that. All right, and for 30 points, who did the Titans defeat in their first adventure featuring all four Titans?
The Astounding Separated Man.
The Astounding Separated Man.
I mean, you're the Living Separated Man.
The Boring Separated Man.
All right, the next category is Ye Gods.
Right.
Ye Gods. And the toss-up question is, what is the name of the Norn Queen? Todd.
Carnilla.
Carnilla, correct. All right, 10 points for the fan team. When three legendary strongmen visited Superboy, Lana Lang, Superman, etc., who was it who always joined Atlas and Hercules?
Samson.
Yes, Samson. Not technically a god. I don't know how he got in here. All right, for 20 points, what was the name of the enchanted suit of armor Odin created in Journey into Mystery 118?
The Destroyer.
The Destroyer, correct. A little rally in here. And for 30 points, my favorite question. The powers of what six gods are used by Japan?
Wait, who's Japan?
Oh, Japan. Japan.
In Action
351.
Japan.
Spell that.
Yeah, Z-H-A.
This is a gimme. Come on, this is a gimme.
Yes.
Sword of the Green Men. Hercules.
Achilles.
Achilles. Vulcan. Atlas. And Mercury. Is that our final answer? Yeah. That's our final answer.
No, that's not good enough.
Wait, did they not get the... I mean, they named.
They went through it, yeah.
We named about 40 or 50.
Really?
Clearly we missed
and yet,
wow.
Oh, of course. I'm sorry. It's Zeus, Hercules, Achilles, Vulcan, Apollo, and Mercury.
Correct!
What did you get for Apollo?
Apollo. Okay. He got the
light.
His little wings.
That would be Mercury.
Alright. Oh, how about replacements? Replacements.
Oh, okay.
And the toss-up question is... These are mostly series. And the toss-up question is, whose place did S.H.I.E.L.D. take in Strange Tales?
The Human Torch.
The Human Torch, correct.
And the thing.
Yeah.
And for 10 points to Mark, who did Fox and Crow lose their book to?
Stanley and his monster.
Stanley and his monster, correct.
Your check's in the mail.
And for 20 points, whose spot did Kong Gorilla take in Adventure Comics.
In Adventure Comics. In Adventure Comics. When he moved from Action to Adventure Comics, whose spot, in fact, did he take in Adventure Comics?
Can you repeat the question?
I know. In Adventure, not Action, Adventure.
Adventure. Congaro. Adventure Comics. Spot.
What comic is it?
Wow. Green Arrow.
Yes, Green Arrow!
Oh, wow. That was tough.
They're all easy to know. Yeah. You seem to be thrilled with that brain blows. All right, and for 30 points, who got bumped out of World's Finest when Aquaman came in? World's Finest.
I'm thinking. I got an answer. Let me turn it right.
Bumped.
I'm going to go with... Man, this could be wrong. All right, when who came in? Aquaman came in?
When Aquaman came in.
Tommy Tomorrow.
Yes, Tommy Tomorrow.
They're all easy. That's what I need to learn.
All right. They're all easy. We've got to work. Wait,
all right, well, we're saving that other sheet. You're safe. All right.
Yes, the posterior. We're bronzers.
Everybody have fun? Really? That's sad, but thank you.
All right, the next category is first creators. Who was the first writer and penciler to work on this character? And the toss-up question, or the toss-up character is Dr. Light. Mark.
Gardner Fox and Mike Sikowski.
Yes, Gardner Fox and Mike Sikowski.
Just League 12.
Just League 12. All right, and the 10-point question. Who was the first writer and penciler to work on Eclipso?
Eclipso would have been Bob Haney and Lee Elias.
Yes, Bob Haney and Lee Elias.
Awesome. House of Secret 61.
And for 20 points, who was the first writer and penciler to work on The Secret Six?
That would be, Nelson Bridwell and Frank Springer.
Yes, Nelson Bridwell and Frank Springer. Considering there are no credits.
I know.
All right, and for 30 points, who was the first writer and penciler to work on The Parasite?
Jim Shooter and Al Plastino.
Yes, Jim Shooter and Al Plastino.
Where was the first line question?
It's hard to believe I'm single, isn't it?
Mark, you got an answer wrong.
Tell me again, Mark, who's your congressman these days?
Who's your alderman?
We still have plenty of time. I'm still lucky.
Yeah, by the time I say all the first words, a lot of them will be gone. All right, the category is first words.
I love this one.
These are the first words spoken by this character. And the toss-up question is, the moment is at hand. All my months of preparation and planning, Mike.
Well, I knew it was best.
Don't look at them.
Do some charades.
The Grey Gardener. The Grey
Gardener. No. Read the whole thing.
Yeah, just bring in when you get it. The moment is at hand. All my months of preparation and planning shall now pay off. The human race no longer deserves dominion over the planet Earth. The day of the mutants is upon us.
Magneto.
Magneto!
I couldn't call the name.
Well, here goes experiment number 145. So far, so good. I'll turn off the ultraviolet lamp. Now to see if the the experiment blows up.
Which it did. So Ray Palmer.
Yes, Ray Palmer.
The atom. Showcase 34.
Yes. And for 20 points, Superboy, give my regards to Mr. and Mrs. Kent, your foster parents, when you return home.
Oh, you suck. Because which one was first?
Thank you very much. I get at least three sucks.
I know. I'm going to go with Lightning Lad.
No, not Lightning Lad.
But you know what the answer is now. Go.
Cosmic. No, not Cosmic Boy. It was somebody out there.
Who does that leave?
Saturn. It's that wacky way the Legionnaires like to talk. All right, and for 30 points, Mark. So it has happened at last. I must be true to my vow.
I don't know.
It has happened at last. I must be true to my vow.
I think it's Sue Storm.
Sue Storm. Yes, Sue Storm. I saw the flare out the window. Apparently, never thought you were going to have to use these powers. Never in life. But, oh, something happened. We had to go do it. All right. All right, the next category is tryouts. And the toss-up question is, who starred in the first superhero team-up in Brave and Bold? Mark.
Green Arrow and Martian Manhunter.
Yes, Green Arrow and Martian Manhunter. The green hero thing, yes. I don't know what that was.
Do you want to do a
lightning round? Actually, I heard somebody say Green Arrow is so much like Batman with his Green Arrow car and everything, and Martian Manhunter is very much like Superman, so it was supposed to be the Superman and Batman. All right. For 10 points, Mark, who's co-starred in Batman's first Brave and Bold team?
Green Lantern.
Yes, Green Lantern. And number 59. All right, for 20 points, who received a tryout in Brave and Bold just before the Justice League? Which would put it in number 27.
Right.
He's just running these covers through.
I know, really, it's like a lightning.
Just, run right on. Just like a little slideshow. Like the Grand Comic Book Dead.
The Suicide Squad.
Yes, the Suicide Squad! 25-27. Alright, for 30 points. What three characters were featured in the first issue of Brave and Bold?
The Golden Gladiator, the Silent Knight, and the Viking Prince.
Yes, very good, all three. Alright, let's get a quick score here.
This is, I generally break 1,000, so I'm
you're out of practice.
The fans were keeping you out. They're playing defense, but I couldn't at the beginning. So. All right, so we've got a score of Mark with 810, and the fans with 300.
We don't need to tell everyone. They can read it.
So we'll now go to the lightning round, which is 10 questions. Everybody hops in. Reasonably easy, but they're all easy if you know them.
How many points? Figure. What do you think? 100? 150? Make it 150.
150? All right. 150 points.
Why do I feel like I'm getting sharked?
Maybe 150.
For the final 10 questions. Everybody honks in. Question one. Which villain did Metamorpho fight while working with the Justice League? Mark.
The Unimaginable.
The Unimaginable.
Oh man.
This is gonna be amazing container. Now we're gonna keep him from getting 1,000 points. Alright. So, question two. In what two titles did Tales of the Watcher appear?
Oh. There's Tales to Astonish and What If.
No.
Tales. Well, one would have been Silver Surfer. So, which of the Tales books was it, Mark? Which one was it? test. Councilor Stange.
No, you were keeping us in suspense.
Suspense.
All right, for 30 points, who's a kiss?
Harvard, 150 points.
150 points, number three, sorry. Who's kiss saved Jimmy Olsen from being a wolf?
Supergirl.
Who's kiss saved Jimmy from being a wolf man?
Olsen, 52.
All right, question four. Who was the first costumed villain that Daredevil faced?
Mark. Electro.
Electro, correct. Number five.
Wait. Let's make it 300 points.
Alright, number five. Who helped the Justice League defeat the Queen Bee? Anybody else? Alright, Mark.
Batgirl.
Batgirl, correct. Number six. Who owned a pet named Cosmo? Mark?
The Challenges of the Unknown.
Challenges of the Unknown.
To make it 500.
Ever go to Vegas?
I am. Which question is this?
This is number seven.
Yeah, 500 points.
All right.
Are you into that? Is that okay?
Sure.
All right.
Your money.
How close?
All right, number seven. By what name do we better know Uranium Lapwood?
Oh.
Element Girl.
Yeah. Element Girl, correct. Come on.
Nicely done, Jim.
I was waiting for that one all night. Honestly.
All right, and number eight. Which member of the Inhumans did the Fantastic Four meet first?
Mark. Medusa.
Medusa, correct. Number nine. Who had to face Zero Hour in Silent City? Mark.
Green Lantern.
Green Lantern. Green Lantern, correct. And number ten.
The final question. I know it's...
We're 2,000.
2,000
points. 2,000
points.
The Black Widow's first appearance.
Oh.
What was the name of her assistant? Hi.
Gregor.
No, not Gregor. Mark? Any of you guys?
Give us a
no. Anybody know who was Nat-